Okay, well, this is Devanand here. I think we could start. So, Gisela, can you start the recording and do the roll call?
Absolutely, with pleasure, Dev. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. On today's first at-large interim curation working group call on Thursday, the 22nd of May at 1500 UTC, we have on today's call Dev Anantiluksing, Bukola Fawole, Sarah Kidden, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Eduardo Diaz, Leon Sanchez. On the French channel today, we have Etienne Chichimbi. Apologies noted from Evan Leibovich and Peter Knight. From staff, we have Ariel Liang and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters today are Claire and Camilla on the French channel. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names, not only for transcript purposes, but to allow our interpreters to identify you on the other language channel. Thank you, and over to you, Dev.
Thank you. Thank you, Gisela. This is Devanand speaking. So, and welcome to everyone for attending this, the first call of the Interim Curation Working Group. So the Curation Working Group is a key component of the at-large social media strategy, and I'm just going to just briefly give an overview of the key objectives for this Curation Working Group. So, thanks. So I will do the slides. Okay, so just to start off, just to remind everyone, the objective of the at-large social media strategy, it's to raise awareness of the at-large community as a diverse, passionate, end-user volunteer group whose work affects the future of the global DNS, internet governance, and other ICANN-related policy issues. Next slide. So, and this is an example of some of the participants that the new participants that come into ICANN. These are the potential target audience for which the social media strategy is geared for. So this curation working group, it's going to be comprised of members from from a diverse set of members from the at-large community, from the capacity building working groups, the outreach subcommittee, the technology task force, and the VELOs, as working in close coordination with at-large staff. So the intent here is that, this is going to be, this curation group is going to be, it's a long-term commitment. It's not just for Atlas II. And the intent is that the members will be working on a rotational basis in the coming months to help curate, especially when it comes to fluid content, and I'll get to that later on. And so let's look at the content. Now, we've divided it into the four types of content. There's the fluid content, and this is the changing information that's often posted on ELAC announced, when public comments and so forth. There are the static content, which is content that is not relatively unchanging. So things like the information about the thematic groups, about ICANN policy issues, and capacity building issues, and so forth. There's content regarding the live feed. This is content that perhaps, like, for example, during the London meeting, and for Atlas II, obviously, regarding information happening regarding the General Assemblies, the thematic groups, sessions, and, of course, the ICANN at-large meetings taking place in London. And also looking to interact with various other persons in not just our at-large community, but other persons involved in ICANN. So we'll just dive into the what each section goes into. So for example, so the fluid content. So this is some of the content that comes up on ELAC announced. So they have ICANN news alerts, voting information, ELAC statements, policy updates that's posted from ICANN's website and from ICANN's news alert, the newsletter, and meeting invitations. Okay, so one of our goals is to help create templates. In terms of the static content, there's like three things there, the VELO General Assemblies, and not just General Assemblies, but also VELO activities. So in terms of what's happening within the VELO, and so forth, the thematic group breakout sessions during Atlas II. You know, you can, the subject matter experts can help provide inputs into, you know, key questions in order to prepare the members of at large for the summit. And also in terms of the static content is the typical agenda items regarding the ICANN, regarding things like capacity building webinars, working group meetings, information related to public comments, some background information related to public comments, and so forth. Also, we're including things such as acronyms, and of course, information that's been video clips, appropriate video clips from our media library. Next slide. The live feed, this is going to be like a real-time during ICANN meet face-to-face meetings. So the idea will be that, you know, during the at-large summit and during ICANN meetings, we will be looking to update information being presented at the various meetings, be it the thematic groups, the general assemblies, and so forth. We're not going to focus too much on this call. We'll look at that and how we're going to do this in the next call. And the idea again, during the actual meeting, two or three tweets per meeting session, 3 to 5 Facebook posts per day. And what we've proposed here is something for the summit, where one person is assigned to each thematic group, and for the Relo General Assemblies to provide content to staff, and who will then be posting it to Facebook and Twitter. Next slide. Regarding the interaction component, again, the idea is to we ensure that we're following appropriate followers, such as ICANN corporate accounts, community influencers, and retweeting their content, and also encouraging them to retweet our content. The idea is that we want to just broaden how ICANN at large is seen in the wider public. These are some of the hashtags on the PR call. It was decided to use Atlas ATLAS2 for the at-large summit, but these are some of the suggested hashtags that we could probably use for at-large. These are all, you know, subject to change, and of course we have to decide on that. Okay, so the creation group working group, this interim creation working group, we're looking to try to do quite a bit of work, and we've split it up into three phases starting next month. So phase one will begin on the June 1st to June 10th, okay, and the intent here is to produce content for both static and fluid content to really grow awareness for at large. So we're looking at things such as the capacity building information, acronyms, etc. Phase two, from the 11th to 20th of June, is to really build momentum for Atlas II. And this is where we bring up more information about the thematic groups, the Relo General Assemblies, and other Relo activities happening for Atlas II. And third phase, and from the 21st to the 30th of June, is to also engage regarding Atlas II. And we'll be using, you know, all of the four types of content, fluid content, static content, and then we'll be incorporating the live feed and also interacting with the wider ICANN community. Okay, so some of the key performance indicators for our global awareness. The idea will be to look at, you know, things such as how many page likes, how many new followers on Twitter, and so forth. You can move on to the next slide. And this is just a screenshot of some of the Facebook, for example, what we can get from Facebook in terms of metrics. So by looking at this, we can see whether we are being effective in our social strategy. Next slide. So the curation working group. So what we're going to be looking at, looking to build templates for fluid content, to draft static content in a tweet format, where we are looking to, and we'll be going into greater detail as to the social media workflow for this. We're going to be looking at developing how, during the ICANN meeting, how we will be coordinating our tweeting of information from the various meetings and so forth, and also in the longer term, obviously, monitor the key performance indicators. This is just an example of how we're looking to curate the content curation. And it's essentially, we set up a spreadsheet, and everybody shares that spreadsheet, and we'll be interacting with that. Again, that's a subject for another call. So I think we've covered the key points regarding the key objectives for this curation working group. Any comments or questions? Okay. Well, certainly hope I'm on the call here and not talking myself. Good. We'll now go into the actual social media curation workflow. So while that slide is coming up, I think Ari will be handling at least the static content flow. Okay, so Ariel, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Hello, thank you, Dev. This is Ariel speaking. I'm just going to share my screen with you, and so that it will be easier to demonstrate the workflow. Can everybody see my screen yet, or it's still loading?
It's not yet. This is Dave, by the way.
Okay. It's still connecting. Okay. So let me... Can you see my screen now?
This is Dave. Not yet. I'm now seeing something happening on the Adobe.
It's starting to load now.
Okay.
Now we can see it.
Okay, great. Okay, so can you see this workflow chart?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much. So if you recall in the presentation, we're going to curate static content to be posted in the month of June. But the time we're curating those information is from now to the end of this week. And so this is the chart that Steph and I have created for the different types of content we're going to do, and how many tweets we're going to write for each type and on the due date. So that gives you a concrete understanding what our expected workload would be. So I will walk you through the static content part and the ones we will be working on from now to the end of next week. And then there's another portion is from the end of next week to the week after. The first type of static content is a beginner's guide. So I will take you to the page for the beginner's guide. This is a very good source for our target audience because it will give them a lot of the basic knowledge about what at-large does and how to get involved in the community. And in fact, we have a 3 beginner's guide that is related to at-large's work, and I have posted here in the table. So ideally, we want to have one person to look at one beginner's guide and not just pick 5 interesting content to post on the Twitter. And so you can, for example, if you look at the content, table of content of the beginner's guide, I can show you one. It's the guide for ALSs. You can see there are a lot of questions being asked. For example, what is ICANN? How is at-large organized? And can my voice affect ICANN policy. So these questions can be actual text of the tweet. And then when you and then you can post a link adjacent to that text that points to the part of the beginner's guide that gives the answer to this question, so that make our tweet very interactive and encourage the readers to click the tweet. So, and also at the same time, you can use hashtags such as hashtag ICANN and hashtag ICANN at large in your tweet, so to categorize all these tweets. And also, so our content can get into the feed of Twitter. So that's one part of the task, is to curate 5 tweets for each beginner's guide. And then we have 3 beginner's guides related to at large. So that's one task. And the second task is capacity building webinar. We have 8 webinars scheduled, and they are created for Atlas 2, and they will end at the end of next week. So each webinar provides a lot of interesting information for our target audience in different topics, topic areas. Also in this chart, I have posted the link to each of the webinar, and our goal is for each webinar we find 5 tweetable information and then draft them now, and also link them to the specific page of the PowerPoint posted online. I don't know whether we have enough time to talk through all the technicality of this, but I posted instructions how to link to a specific page on the PowerPoint. And also I posted some examples of capacity building webinar static content. For the communications ones, I read one tweet is, want to join combos in hashtag ICANNLarge global community at DevT teaches you common communications tools and more. And the link is the AC recording of that webinar. And I use the hashtag capacity building and hashtag webinar. And this is a simple tweet to announce the existence of this webinar and ask our audience to check it out. And you can see other kind of examples here. So for each capacity building webinar, we want to have 5 tweets at least created beforehand. A third type of task is 2014 Reylo activities. And I divided those activities based on the Reylos. And each Reylo will need to report 5 different activities in the tweet format. And this is also correspond to the Reylo General Assembly, so that before the General Assembly, we can have a week just talk about what the Reylo does, and so that builds momentum for the General Assembly during the Atlas 2. And there's many sources to find tweetable information. For example, the ALAC monthly reports, they provide those Reylo updates on a monthly basis, and you can see this is the page for that. And now also you can go to the Reylo Wiki homepage just to simply link to the ALSs or booklets about ALSs. For example, La Corallo has made this one before, and that can be interesting information to share on Twitter and Facebook. And also the Reylo Showcase page can be a good information to share, especially for YouTube clips and Flickr images of the showcase are very good information to be posted on social media. So this is for Reylos, 5 tweets each Reylo. This is the third task. And the fourth task is 2014 at large working group activities. It's similar in the fashion like the Reylo activity updates. And now you can find out what the working group did through their monthly reports. And this is the same homepage that has those information. And also their own wiki homepage. And then for working groups, we are planning to focus on these four at the moment is the Atlas II Organizing Committee, the Capacity Building Working Group, the CROP Review Team, and Future Challenges Working Group. We want to focus on these four first for the month of June is because a lot of their work is related to Atlas II. And then in the future months, we will keep featuring other four type of working groups. We have 17 total. This is as far as I know on the our wiki. So we will be able to feature more in the future, and we will take turns to feature them. And then for each working group, we will write three tweets for each. So this is the fourth type of task. And the fifth one is adopted ALAC statements. And now we want to start, we don't want those adopted statements to be forgotten. And so we can use our Twitter just to refresh people's memory about that and encourage our target audience to read what the policy work of at large is. And for the month of June, we want to have four ALAC statements featured and also posted their link here. And for each statement, we can only just write two tweets about that. One tweet is a very straightforward announcement about, oh, this is ALAC supported, for example, the ICANN strategy panels. Read the statement here, and then that can be one tweet. And then another tweet can be a highlight of one of the key points mentioned in the statement, so that make our information more dynamic. So two tweets for each adopted statement and four statements for the month of June. And the last type of static content is the acronyms. For a newcomer, those acronyms may be very difficult to comprehend. And so for our social media, we want to make it a tool to educate our target audience. And it will be a good idea if we do this type of a hashtag theme called hashtag know your acronym. And now we will educate our audience one acronym each week and then explain what it is and link to relevant information on our wiki or the beginner's guide or the PowerPoint on the capacity building webinar, and then create the hashtag for that acronym, and then we can use it for the future too. So so for this work period, we aim to write one tweet for each acronym and then eight acronyms total. So these are the overview of our static content workload. Do any of you have any questions so far? Okay, seems nobody have any question. We still have a little bit of time, so I want to give you some technical tips how to build the link on the Twitter. Usually we don't want to use the full URL link because they're very long, and the tweets can only be 140 characters, so we need to shorten the URL. And there's one tool, it's very useful, it's called Google URL Shortener. And at this site, you can just paste your long URL, and it will shorten into something like go.gl and then slash with some characters later. So that will be the short URL that we're going to use for our tweets. And another good thing about this is once we shortened it, we'll be able to check how many people click on this short URL, and Google will tell us. So I have put the instruction here on the workflow page. And also, when you want to link to a specific page on the PDF document, for example, on the beginner's guide, if you see a paragraph that you think is very interesting and now you want to directly link to that page, there's one way to do it is usually if you see where I'm clicking at, it's the URL for that PDF document. And then you can add hashtag page equals to the number of the page you want to link to after this whole URL, so after .pdf. And then you will be able to directly link to the page you want. And sometimes the long URLs, they didn't end, and then they will have a lot of more characters after .pdf. So you can delete the everything after .pdf and then add hashtag page equals to the number of the page and link to the specific page on the PDF. So that's a good way to do it. And the third technical thing I want to discuss with you is using of images. We want to use image on Twitter and Facebook, but we need to be mindful of the copyright. So we need to use the image of curated by ICANN or the community members. For example, the ICANN Flickr account or the Flickr account of Glenn, for example. He has many pictures posted there. And also the ICANN website, they have a lot of useful infographics, such as our policy development process that image that we can use. So the goal is for each tweet, not only get the text of the tweet and the link of the tweet, but also if you find appropriate image to go along with it, please store it in this a table. So that's an overview of all the technical issues about curating static content. Do any of you have any suggestions or comments? Okay, so Dev, do you want to talk about the allocation of work in terms of static content?
This is Dave. Indeed, I can do so. I'm just thinking this is going to be pause here and just see if there are any questions because there was a lot of material. And thanks, Ariel, for being succinct. There was a lot of material there posted. So the idea is, in terms of the static content, just to try to summarize again, is that we're going to be looking at the various different types of static content and look at the various we've defined subcategories for each of those content. And we've set some targets in terms of number of tweets that we will be producing related to those subcategories. I see Leon. Leon, please go ahead.
Thank you, Dev. This is Leon Sanchez. Well, I think this is a great beginning and, of course, coming in to draft some of the tweets on the initial stage. And I think that, this is a question, we're thinking of drafting these tweets and, of course, translating them into different languages, right?
Well, this is Dave. That is the idea, to try to draft the static content because the content doesn't really change ahead of time so that it can be queued up and published during the month. With regards to multiple languages, right now, I think ideally we want to support multiple languages, but for the month leading up to the summit, I think that our focus should be on English language. But we are looking to incorporate other languages, after the summit.
This is Ariel speaking.
Yeah.
Thank you, Deb, and thank you, Leon, for your question. So if we can get all the static content, for example, the beginner's guide tweets and the tweets about capacity building webinar ready, then we will be able to translate some of them. And also, Deb will talk to you about the templates for fluid content. And we are exploring potential of translating some of those templates But this needs to be done on the premise that all the English content is ready first, and we have those specified deadline here. If we met the if we meet the deadline, we'll be able to translate into other languages.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Ariel and Jeff. This is Leon again. And do we have a list of corporate Twitter accounts for ICANN? I do follow some of them, but what I've found out is that some of those corporate accounts don't tweet regularly and, of course, don't interact with followers. So it might be useful if staff could help us having a list of corporate Twitter accounts. And, of course, it would be great if we could have also a meeting or at least a call with those in charge of managing those accounts at the corporate level, just to try to line up strategies. And because I don't see much point on following an account that doesn't tweet since 2011, like ICANN travel account, maybe.
Hello, Leon. Thank you again for the question. This is Ariel speaking again. In fact, I have a conversation with, several calls with the corporate account holder of ICANN, and she has given me a list of active Twitter handles of ICANN. It's about 7 to 8 so far, and she also is happy with the strategy we proposed for at large, and it's very much similar to what she has been doing in terms of curating static content and also doing templates for fluid content. And one thing she pointed out is that we need to retweet frequently from the corporate account or other accounts of, for example, GNSO has a Twitter handle. So we retweet their content. That would be a very good way of interaction. And also if we have some key tweets we want them to post on their handle, I can send to them ahead of time. So so that's it's a key point of collaboration, and we can dive into the details in the next call. But we definitely have the conversation going already, and we will collaborate with the corporate handles.
Indeed. Okay. Okay. I see Glenn, and then I see Evan has posted a question. So Glenn, go ahead.
Hi, Glenn for the transcript. Thank you so much for the presentation. I think Leon has brought up two things, and we dwelt on the corporate hashtags. That's good, but you got to remember, much of that stuff is your typical corporate use of Twitter. It's not a conversation. It's pushing out press releases. It's pushing out information. It's really not dialoguing with the community. My impression, this group is not only sending out information and updates, but if somebody responds to any of our tweets, we are engaging those people, seeing what their interests are, helping them get more involved with ICANN or try to explain a concept. I think we are truly using the technology as a communication tool.
Thank you, Glenn. Sorry, this is Ariel speaking. Thank you for the feedback. And in fact, what we are doing now for curating static content is to help our audience to understand what at large is doing. And I think when we talk about the fluid content part, and you can have more understanding how we are encouraging our target audience to engage in the work of at large. And now we will selectively reply some of the tweets from our audience, but that depends on our luxury of time. If we don't have enough time, we may just do retweets as a simple way of interaction. But if we have more time, for example, after the summit, we will do more type of engagement in terms of responding and replying and mentioning. Thank you. So, Dev, do you want to talk about the fluid content template now?
Well, this is Dave. I think we have to really talk about I could talk briefly about the fluid content templates and the concepts behind that. Thanks. So regarding the fluid content, a lot of the information that comes out on the ELAC announced mailing list, typically there's several types. You're seeing it on the screen here, and this is also on the social media curation workflow wiki page. So, sorry, Glenn, I'm sorry. Did you have your hand still raised? You want to reply to something?
Ignore it. I'm actually leaving. Thank you for your time. I have to go to another call with Evan. So.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. And I'm sorry. I also forgot to answer. This is Dave. I forgot to answer Evan's question. Evan asked the question in the chat. Will there be an organizational Twitter account, or will we be tweeting under our own accounts and using a common hashtag taxonomy? The answer is yes, there is an ICANN at large Twitter account, and there's also an ICANN at large Facebook page. And so the idea would be that we will be funneling all of this information to the staff to then use that official to use the official Twitter account. And also the idea is also to come up with a common hashtag taxonomy. There was a slide that talked about the various, and when we come up with the ideas for static content and for the fluid content, we'll be looking to hopefully define or standardize on a common taxonomy so that not only the at-large staff account could use it, but then other members of at-large could use it in their conversations on the issues. I hope that answers Evan's question. Okay, so sorry about that. Now, this is Dave again. So going back to the fluid content template, we've identified several fluid templates. Sorry, I should say, regarding fluid content, let me start over again. There are several types of emails that go out on ELAC Announce. There are the ALS applications, when an ALS application has been received, when there's regional advice has been sought from the appropriate relo the organization is from, the vote announcements and the vote results. Also, things such as other types of fluid content are like ALAC statements, and when we've broken down this into several subcategories, there's like, for example, the public comment that is created on ICANN's website. There is the workspace, when the at-large workspace for this public comment has been created, perhaps when the pen holder has been identified, when the call for comments opens, when the call for comment closes, when the vote announcement has begun by the ALAC, and then when the final statement has been submitted. So the idea is the information that is posted on ALAC Announce, it's geared for those persons who are already involved in ICANN at large. And the idea behind the fluid content and to come up with templates is to try to make this more accessible to our target audience in social media, so that it would not be just a strict reposting of the ELAC Announce, but rather taking the information posted to ELAC Announce and using a template that better explains or makes it more accessible the work of the ELAC and the work of at large to the wider target audience. So just for example, if you look at the ELAC statement, okay, and this is one of the slides from our curation group. So typically, what is happening is that there's a call, the email subject line shows call for comments, ELAC statement on the future meeting strategy, for example. but how we can look, we can look at making this much more accessible by, for example, making it much more friendly to say, like, for example, don't forget to comment on the draft statements on the future meeting strategy. And you can also look in terms of the static content aspect of things to take that statement, that the ALAC statement, and personalize it, point to a particular PDF or so forth. Okay, so that is the idea. So we've identified those various opportunities for the templates to be created for each of the subcategories, and I believe the idea is, well, in general, the idea is to create one tweet per each of those subcategories. That's in general what we're trying to do. So there is a wiki page that was set up, and I'll post the link here, which is the templates for content posted on ALAC Announce. So the idea would be that we look at the content that's posted on ALAC Announce and look to make this much more accessible. So that the information is made more accessible to the wider audience, and also to bring more people into our conversations when the information comes in from ALAC Announce is shared. So I'm going to stop for now and ask, does anybody have any questions or comments? I see Glenn's hand, but I think he's left the call, so that's probably an old hand. Mm-hmm. Okay. I see it is a question. Etienne, do you have a question? Okay, I'm now looking at the question. Okay, that's more related to the beginner's guide that was shown earlier. Yes, that document should be available in multiple languages. We'll find the link for that and send that to you. Okay.
This is Ariel speaking. And Tian is trying to speak. I think she probably has some problem with the audio, but if you can type in the AC chat, and then we will answer the question from there too.
Ariel, this is Claire, the interpreter speaking. Etienne said that you already answered his question, so it's okay. We were able to listen to him.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Etienne. So now that we've given the overview of the static content and the fluid content, what we're trying to do now is to look to see to assign persons let's start with the static content. We've identified three parts of the static content that we want to have done by the 30th of May. And that's the static content related to the beginner's guide, static content related to the capacity building webinar, and static content related to some of the acronyms. So let's start with, say, the beginner's guide. So let's go into that. So there's three subcategories in this. Participating in at large, information regarding the beginner's guide to ALSs, and the policy advice in the at-large advisory committee. Those are the three beginner's guides. And we want to have 5 tweets from the participating in at-large, 5 tweets from the ALS's beginner's guide, and 5 tweets from the policy advice in the at-large advisory committee. And if you look at the link, in, you can find the links, obviously, on the wiki to the actual guides. So, I just want to ask, does anybody wish to work on coming up with 5 tweets from the participating in at-large beginner's guide? I see Anthony is typing, which I... Okay, Anthony, thank you. So, Anthony, do you want to take the floor to just say which ones you want, which beginner's guide you want to work on? Beginner's guide on... Okay, well, all right, Anthony, I'll assign you then to the beginner's guide in participating in at-large, and the beginner's guide on ALSs. Okay. I hope Ariel or staff is taking notes here. I see Ariel is editing it on the fly. Okay. Policy advice in the at-large advisory committee. Let me see. Well, I can assign tasks to persons here. So,
and this is Ariel speaking. And if you want to volunteer for any of the items, you can also raise your hand or put a green check if that's easier.
Yes.
We do want to encourage you. Okay, Marie, I see your. Put a green check. So thank you. I will put you at the for that of the beginners.
Excellent. Okay. And the idea would be that we'll be putting those five tweets in on the wiki page, because there's sub wiki pages under each of these subcategories on that same curation social. Media curation workflow. So it's really just for you to go into the wiki page underneath that and then click on it and then add your submissions there. Okay, so now with regards to the capacity building webinars, so the idea is, again, is to come up with 5 tweets for each of the capacity building webinars. There's been several webinars. I believe it's about the 8 of them. And so the idea would be to look back on those capacity building webinars and come up with 5 tweets related to those capacity building sessions. Ariel has broken down how you could also use link to the presentations and even link to a particular page in the presentation and so forth. Regarding the, well, I think communications, and I believe Ariel has done 5 tweets already for the communications, so I think that, in a sense, is done. And you can look at the style of what Ariel has done as a template for doing, the other capacity building sessions. So, regarding the IPv6,
this is Ariel speaking. You can also do the green check if you want to volunteer for doing that, or type in the chat.
Yes. And this is Dave. I mean, what I can also do is also immediately after the call, assign, I also could look at the 18 members, because not all of them are on this call, and look to assign assign persons directly to work on these five tweets for each of these, you know, for all of these different sections in the social media. So. All right, let me call on someone. Sarah, would you like to, to help look at two of the capacity sessions and to come up with five tweets on each of them? Oh, apparently she's not on the call. I thought it wasn't. Okay.
Dev, this is Ariel speaking. You can also move down to the list and see and ask our members which webinar they would like to do instead of going one by one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, okay. Well, if there's nobody wanting to actually say something right now, we can just simply I can go to the list and, you know, because it is a time sensitive thing, we want to get some of this information ready by the end of this month, in time for posting, next month. I can take it to the list. Okay, I see a question here from Murray. Now, so what we're doing here is we're curating content beforehand. The idea is not for you to actually do the tweeting or the actual tweeting or posting on Facebook. That will be in staff, and Ariel will be the person responsible to actually do the actual posting. So what we're just doing is really creating the content for Ariel to post on the at-large Twitter and Facebook. It is not for you to, I mean, obviously if you want to post on your Twitter account, that's up to you. But the idea here for the curation working group is to, as I say, curate the content beforehand for Ariel to post on the official ICANN at-large Twitter and Facebook accounts. Does that, I hope that I'm making myself clear now. So we're doing content curation beforehand, because I don't think we want, well, it would be impossible, very difficult, extremely difficult. It was just me and Ariel doing this. That's why we wanted to create this content curation working group, to split up the task, and so it's not just one person trying to do every single thing. Oh, I see. Regarding Leanne's question, okay, I think probably we may have inadvertently locked the pages when we were first putting up the pages in the first place. Obviously, we'll fix that, Leon. Thanks for bringing it to our attention. So I think I hope people are able to view it. But
hello, yep. Everyone. This is Ariel speaking. I will make this page have an editing restricted to our curation working group members. Now, I haven't done that yet, so it's viewable to everyone, but only me can, and me and Dev can edit it for now, but I will add you later on so that you can post information there.
Okay. All right, thanks. So, I'll take it to the mailing list and look to assign persons, asking persons to help with the various tasks for both the static and the fluid, because I realize we're coming up to the top of the hour, so you're not going to be able to, you know, ask every single person to do what. But again, I hope this, the idea behind what we're trying to do now is more clearer. And if there's any comments or questions, we could probably take questions or comments now on it.
And this is Ariel speaking. I also want to add that you are responsible for drafting some of the tweets, so don't worry about making it perfect. were making it, you know, very ready to post. As long as we have the content there, I will be able to do the editing, and also Heidi will be able to have the final check before it goes public. So just focus on getting the content there, and don't worry to be a perfectionist.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, and I see Maria has also said that he'd be happy to create content as it relates to Nuralu. Indeed, and the idea will also be to, the idea behind that is, again, the Relo activities. Regards to, well, for the Relo activities, we set a deadline for the 6th of June. So, but eventually, and remember, the thing is that we're going to be trying to be working on it. We have to come up with schedules. You know, this not just for Atlas too, although that, and for the London meeting, but of course after this. So, okay. I just want to ask, well, I'm not seeing any further questions, and we'll be taking it to the list to find out, to assign persons to the various tasks. My question to you all is, when do you all want to have the next conference call to review? The work that we've done before the end of the month. Would you want to have it on at the same date and time? I'm sorry, the same time next week? Or shall we do a doodle poll again to come up with either Thursday or maybe even Friday? I'm seeing people typing. This time works for me, it says Murray. Etienne is typing. I see Olivia is also have green ticks to have it sometime. Well, I assume it means a green tick that this time works for them. So, and also Anthony as well. Murray is also saying that. Leon is saying the same time. Okay. Well, in that case, we'll have the call at this. We'll have the call at the same time next week, which would be, which will be on the 29th. Okay, and we will also. I see some questions regarding how we're going to look at what platforms and what technology that will be used for the social media strategy. We could probably put some discussion. We could probably focus on that on the next call. We have some ideas here for how we want to do, especially the live feed during the meeting, because that will be a potential challenging to get the information happening from the various persons to Ariel in a coherent fashion for her to then act on it and post it accordingly. So we'll look at that on the next call. Okay. Any questions, comments? If not, okay.
This is Ariel speaking. We will send out maybe in a poll or a survey kind of form so that you can indicate your interest of fulfilling one type of task. And so that's the priority for responsibility before our next call. Because three type of tasks of static content as well as some of the fluid content templates, their due date is the end of next week. So we will definitely want your full support in this, and so that we can at least get the rough draft done. And then that we'll be able to edit them in time, and we'll be able to start posting in the first week of June. So thank you in advance for all your time and help in this. And so we'll definitely need to focus on working on that from now to next call.
Indeed. Excellent. Thanks, Ariel. And okay, and I can only just echo her sentiments. But again, thank you all very, very much. And thanks also to the interpreters and to the staff. And this call is now adjourned. And look forward to working with you on the wiki and on the mailing list. Thank you and take care.
Thanks very much, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Please disconnect all remaining lines at this time, and thank you very much for joining.